Yo, welcome back to the Village, episode 2. Dub, what's up, man?
What's happening? We in the building.
Shay, what's up, big dog?
Man, I'm chilling.
Yeah. We back, baby. We back like we never left. Hey, we appreciate the love and the feedback, first of all, that we got on episode 1. Definitely appreciate it for myself, Dub, and Shake. Glad y'all still tapping in with us. We gonna call this episode, man, The Process. But before we get into everything, man, I want to start something different, right? I want to start off with a prayer, man. You know, because, you know, without God, we wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we need to probably make a tradition. Shake, you good with that?
Good.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us the voice for our children. We ask that we bless somebody, Lord. This message, this podcast, be a blessing and a resource to a father out there that may need it. And you know our hearts. You know how much we love. We love deeply. We love strongly. We ask you to continue to bless us. Thank you for waking us up this morning and bless this episode. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So, like I said before, man, I want to call this the process, but I want to start it off real quick. And y'all got the text message I sent, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to read this comment. And shout out to Joshua Evans. I'm not sure where that brother's from, but we really appreciate you tapping in. We appreciate your mama, first of all, for sending it to you to listen. Josh has a daughter that's on the spectrum, but I'm going to read this comment, and I think it's going to segue into everything we want to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is powerful. My mom shared this video with me and recommended I watch it because I'm a father with a child on the spectrum. She's the light of my life. I try to remain strong for my baby and her mother, but every so often I break down and cry because my baby is so beautiful and happy, and I feel like she doesn't deserve what she's going through. I'm just going to let that sink in real quick.
Hey, man.
Hold on. Let me finish. Because that right there is, that's powerful. But we are strong. And we are going to keep putting her in a position to learn and succeed. Now, go ahead, Shay. I want to hear what you have to say about just that piece that I paused on.
Man, like I said, I believe we can all resonate with that. I know I do as well. The part that you paused on, man, it's all about our kids.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't ask to be here. So it is solely our jobs to continue to put them in positions to succeed. If we don't do that, then we're not doing our jobs. And our babies, they deserve that and everything more.
I'm sorry, y'all, but that
went.
Yeah.
That hit me.
Yeah.
Because I think we've all been there before. And I think, you know, to whoever's watching this, if you haven't broke down and really just sat in the moment, because there's so many great things that come out of this. But the things that don't nobody see, and us as men, that we tend to hide, and we go in our own little space to break down, you know, I think for him to come out and say that, like, I don't know this brother. Like, I've never met him, you know, and to hear that, he's not the only one going through that. Because we all have been there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to get your thought. Because, like I said, the process is beautiful. It's there's so many adjectives you can add to the journey that we are, that God has blessed us with.
Yeah.
And I want to get your feedback on that, Doug, because, you know, you're the good doctor. And, you know, I know this is one-on-one for you.
Yeah.
So I just want to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Well, for me, he hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Beautiful daughter. She's always smiling.
Yeah.
She's always happy.
Yeah.
I could say the same about Wyatt.
Right.
You know, I could say the same about your boy. And I know, Shake, boy, I know they don't know that there is a harm in the world.
Right.
Right. But that's what you live off of.
Right.
Knowing that your child is happy, knowing that your child doesn't know that there's pain in the world and what people are going through, what their parents are going through. It's okay.
Yeah.
And we go through it. I know there's been times where I had to go in the closet. I didn't want anybody to see me break down because of Wyatt, and I was struggling with him one day. I couldn't get him to calm down, couldn't get him to, you know, go through his progressions and things of that nature.
Right.
But at the end of it, once I finally got him to calm down and to understand what was going on, he smiled. He smiled. And then I said, you know what? My son believes he's normal, and I may be weird to him.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Man,
yeah.
I may be different to him.
Yeah.
And he thinks everything is copacetic and great.
Oh, for sure.
And that's how I look at it. I look at, man, he good. He thinks he's good. And I know that baby girl for his name Joshua.
Yeah.
I know she good.
Yeah.
But to know that we have people like you, people like Shake, that love their kids, man, that's all they need, man. And so Joshua, it's going to be good, bro. Just keep loving that girl. She's going to talk about, she's going to have this story about how her father loved her.
Right.
So keep moving. Keep praying. We here for you. It's our community, man. And that's what we're here for.
We want you to be a part of this, Josh.
Yeah.
Because that's what the village is about.
Absolutely. You know,
we look at, you know, the feedback we get, the comments, all the different things that we get, man. But that really hit home, you know, because like you said, we're doing this for a reason. We're doing this for our kids. We're doing this for fathers, you know, men, whatever, whoever has a child on the spectrum. I don't care. But we are three black men that are advocating for our sons who just so happen to be on the spectrum. And, you know, the spectrum is very broad. This man has a child. She's a little girl. You know, there was a stigma so much is that, you know, autism is affecting boys more than it is girls. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, that brother didn't have to get on there and say that. You know, that may be something that he necessarily didn't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And him watching our first episode, that's the feedback that he gives us. Think about it. There's millions of men that are going through the same thing we're going through. And they just, like you said, you went in the closet. Bro, I done done it.
Yeah.
You know, Sir William is my world.
Yeah.
And the things that he does are amazing. But I haven't called you and talked to you about the times where I done broke down.
Yeah.
And just cried, bro, because I feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the process that nobody sees, but our families. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I think for us as men, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, we're finally being that voice in overcoming the obstacles to create a world of opportunities for our kids.
Just speak a little bit. on what you all were saying in regard to having those moments where you break down, moments where your family may or may not see you. For someone to be able to be transparent enough to tell us something like that, that means that we're doing something special.
Absolutely. We're
in an environment that is a safe space,
right,
for men like us, for women as well who have children who are on the spectrum. So being able to create that safe space for people to be able to be open and trade information or trade stories, just to be able to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
It's a heavy, heavy load to carry. And to be able to have to carry that by yourself or to hold that in for such a long time. And it's not a lot of people that understand it, especially for those who don't have kids or who don't have people in their family who are on the spectrum. They don't quite get it. So to speak to someone who's not understanding or even educated on what's going on, it's a bit difficult. But to find a village like this, to be able to speak with people and to, you know, let off steam or whatever it is, that is creating room for you to grow, creating room for you to breathe so that you can, all right, tag back in and get back to it with your kid.
Yeah, strong.
Ooh,
man. That's strong.
Hey, man. Dog. I'm over here about to cry, man, because I don't know. But let's segue, right?
Yeah.
This episode is the process. And for me, you know, I want to know, you know, because our journey to where we're at now didn't look like this 3-4 years ago. And I know we talked about our stories and our backgrounds, but I think there's a lot of people that are in that early intervention stage right now that maybe don't know where to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe don't know, or maybe they're getting frustrated with the process, because I know I've been there. I know me and my wife have been there. I know you've been there. I know you and your wife have been there. Shake the same for you. So I think, you know, really giving that raw feedback as to, you know, not just, hey, you got to just keep fighting. No, like, we don't need details. We don't need in particulars of anything. But I'm curious, you know, what was that journey like for you, Doug?
For me, I had to take a step back and stop saying or doing things that would rush my son to do things I would want him to do.
Right.
I had to step back and realize this is not a race, it's a marathon.
Right.
Right. And you have to go mile by mile, and you have to make sure that each mile is worth something.
Right.
Right. You may not beat your time of the last mile. But you're still chugging along to get to that next, you know, that next mile. And so in saying that, I just patiently wait, work, keep moving, and try to do the best I can. No one in this room has ever raised an autistic child.
Right.
We're all learning every day, and that child is going to do something different. Every day. Oh. Every day that child is going to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to just be prepared for it is just to know my child's going to do something different. It may be a milestone or it may be regression.
Yeah.
That's how this works. Mm-hmm. But be prepared, be mentally ready, and use your support. That's how you always win.
Right. And that's, you know, it's the mantra,
yeah,
we grew up on, right? Is it takes a village to raise kids.
Yeah.
You know, Shay, I know your process has been It's been a little different, right? Because you've been in several locations and you tried different things early on. So, you know, give us some feedback as to, you know, how that process was. And, you know, just don't give too much, but just give a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you and your wife had to go through to get Major, you know, where he's at today.
Well, to start off, I want to give props to my wife. She has been doing an amazing job with the research, because to have a child that's on the spectrum, mm-hmm. there is a lot of research that goes into this. Because there is no one right answer. There are so many possibilities as to what can help your child or what can hurt your child.
Right.
So for us, our process was more so coming to a realization in the beginning. You know, we saw the regressions. There were certain things that happened, and trying to understand what was going on. So by way of social media, which has been a great help because there is a lot of information out there, we were able to get, you know, ahead of the game and see exactly what's going on and figure out how we can help our child.
Right.
So, you know, with autism, there are a lot of doctors who don't believe in holistic approaches.
Yeah.
You know, the stomach is the second brain, or the gut is the second brain. And through that, you know, you can help your child out. So we went to a lot of holistic doctors. They, you know, ran 1,000 tests, and this stuff isn't covered by insurance. So that's when the financial part started kicking in. Like, it was an arm and a leg just to be able to get certain tests ran for, you know, allergies, to see deficiencies and so. Seeing neurologists, taking them to different schools that, you know, specialize in helping with children that's on the spectrum. And all of this stuff is out of pocket. So fast forward a little bit, you know, we've done a lot of tests, cutting my kid's hair out, which, you know, I'm
letting all that, yeah.
Yeah, that so, you know, cutting a plug in his head to get some more tests ran, and seeing if everything is okay in his head, and doing stem cell therapy, bro. And we've talked about, all three of us, we've talked about many different approaches that we've taken to try to help our kids out.
Right.
You know, some have, you know, gave us some progress, and then some, you know, others haven't really done much. So it's like, all right, this worked, let's keep doing this. This didn't work, all right, let's head back to the drawing board.
It's trial and error.
Yeah, it's a lot of trial and error.
Right.
And, man, being able to have someone that's doing the work with you, and then being able to find other people who are dealing with the same thing to kind of get information on that. Like, I go outside a lot of times with my son. Like, I just recently took him to a dinosaur exhibit. Loves dinosaurs. And when you see another kid that's on a spectrum, you can tell.
Yeah.
You don't want to. It's sort of like how.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah. The approach had to be, you know, cautious, and you didn't want to overstep your boundaries. But it's like, you needed help and somebody helped you, so you want to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
You know, and I ran into a lady who had a son that was on the spectrum, and she shared a lot of great information with me. So I'm like, you know, having stuff like that happens, and that makes you smile, because you know that there are a lot of people out here who are doing the work just like you are. And, you know, you got to lift as you climb. And that's what we're doing. So that's just a little snippet of.
Yeah. But isn't it crazy? You know what? I'm not going to say crazy. Isn't it a blessing that God puts people in our paths?
Mm-hmm.
That you may necessarily not know from Jack and Jill, but it's a stranger that has something in common with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've seen that more than I've ever seen in my entire life that I've met somebody that has a child on the spectrum, whether it be through work, whether it be through conversation. Mm-hmm. You just never know. And Shake, I think that's a blessing, bro, because that's, you're able to get feedback from somebody that you don't know. And I think that's the best feedback you can get, mm-hmm. because the feedback you get from your family ain't always it. Because we talked about that last, you know, this is not what you want to hear.
Right.
You know, so I think that's amazing because I've witnessed the same thing, right? Our process with Sir William, my wife also, I got to give her a shout out because just like Shake, you know, she was big on the research, you know, because I think for me, there was that denial. Like, I just didn't want to, still really didn't want to believe it in the back of my mind and say, you know, but she tackled it head on. And I think some of the things that we went through, I mean, we went through, you know, IEP, you know, search 3. He wasn't old enough to go to full time. Mm-hmm. So we had to go through school district, you know, all those things. And when I tell you them IEP meetings, when people say it ain't no joke, dog, I almost got kicked out the room because I just didn't agree with what they were saying about my son. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, fast forward, you know, we go through the whole process, take him to elementary. He's going to school halftime, part days, 8 to 12, because he wasn't old enough yet to go full time. And there was a teacher there, black lady, been teaching for a long time. Shout out Ms. Hill. I love her to this day. Because she saw something in Sir William that any other kid within her class, and she's been teaching for 30 plus years in special ed, she pulled me to the side one day and she said, Sir's doing amazing. He comes in here, he does his work. You know, he don't bother nobody. You know, he plays, you know, he does what he's supposed to do. Have you looked in the ABA? I said, yeah, we're already on the wait list. Fast forward a year. Now Sir is full time. When we had this conversation, mm-hmm. He got into a situation where there was another kid in the class that kept scratching him. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sir would come home with scratches on his face. We sit down with the principal and we like, hey, you know, what's going on? Let's come up with a solution. You know, we can stop this from happening. But we knew in the back of our minds that it was just a process before we got into ABC.
Yeah.
So we sat, you know, we talked, we got our frustrations out. My wife couldn't go because she was going to cuss out the principal. You know, D. So it was one of them things that, hey, you more rational than me. Let's, you know, let's just go through this process and you'll sit there and talk to her. Get through that process and we're getting ready to leave. You know, ABC's first day, October 1st. Miss Hill comes up to me and she says, now this is the nicest person I've ever met throughout my whole journey, other than the people that I'm sitting here with right now, mm-hmm. and the people that's around us. And I'll never forget this. She told me, she said, here's my number. I want you to make sure you let me know how my sir's doing. Because I don't know if I see him again, because I'm probably going to retire. But I see greatness in your son. And that has sat with me for 3 years now. We send Ms. Hill emails to let Sir, so she can see how he's doing, his progress, all those things. And everybody don't have that. Everybody does not have that, because you see all over social media where, you know, I just saw a video the other day. Young girl was in a, looked like she was probably on the subway side. I'm sitting in a seat, and her son was next to her, and she was just crying, bro, because she had no help. She had no resources. Nobody in her family wasn't helping her. I don't know the whole story, but it went viral. It was in all the autism support groups, all over Instagram, all over Facebook. I sent it to Shay. Only thing Shay could say was, "That's sad." But it takes me back to, everybody don't have a Miss Hill. Mm-hmm. I love that woman to this day. And I only knew her for 2 years. And I didn't know her. She was just the teacher who taught my son, that drew an interest into Sir William because of how he responded and how he reacted to the things that she was teaching him, or just him being in her class. And that's why I think, you know, for me and for us as fathers, you know, any little tidbit or anybody that we can come across, you are always going to literally, you're not going to forget them people. I don't care if you know their names, but you always going to remember that one person or two, three people, however many people they come across your path that have affected you in some way. Because the community is not big enough. And I think that's what we are trying to accomplish here, is we need the support. And we need people like us. We need other people that are around this world that are going through the same things to come together. And I feel like it's a broken record, you know, because even as normal people, it's always that saying is, hey, we need to come together as people, as black people. We hear that so much. But here we are in a community of autism. And the feedback that I get is that the community just isn't strong. Because everybody that I've talked to about this is like, yeah, we need that. Because we feel alone. We feel like we're isolated. There are people that don't come out the house because they don't want to have to deal with the outside noise. It's not their child, it's the outside noise. So why is it that we can't create a village of a community for autism? And this is why I think we're changing the narrative right now as we sit here. We're changing the narrative on how people think and how people look at autism. And I want to get y'all's feedback on that, because like, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but even though God knows I wish it would, but I think we own this up, man. I really do. Because the power of the tongue, Wayne, is powerful. Yeah. Word of mouth is still strong in this community, and it's still strong in this world. And I think as transparent as we are being right now, I'm hoping this is his home. So, you know, I know I said a whole lot, and I hope it made sense. You know, that's our process. That's been our things that we've dealt with. And for you, you know, I just want to get your feedback and your opinion on, you know, what you think how you perceive just the world and what we're trying to create.
Man. Ooh, that's a lot. I take, if we all know, the symbol for autism is a puzzle.
Yeah.
Right? And it has all these colors on it. You know, and it's pieces.
Right.
And I think that's what we're doing. We're taking that autism puzzle and we've spread all the pieces over the table. Now we're just taking piece by piece and putting it together.
Yeah.
And I think by doing this, reaching out to the community, having these conversations amongst each other, we're taking those pieces and putting them together. It's just like Joshua reaching out to you.
Right.
He's a piece of that puzzle. Now we've had a conversation. We've talked about it. We let him know that he's not alone. That's another piece added to the puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, Shake talking about the things he went through with his son, going out there, getting that test. We have some people that may say, I could have this, I could have that. But they've taken their resources to help their child.
Right.
That's another piece, putting the puzzle. So I think we're taking that big, huge autism puzzle that has never been put together before.
Yeah.
Now we're taking those pieces.
I agree 100%.
And we're putting them together. That's how I see it.
I agree 100%. Shake, I know you profound member of the Q organization, Black Proud. So I really respect your opinion 100%. Just like I respect Doug. But can you break that down for us, man?
All right, so from my perspective, like Doug was saying, there are pieces of the puzzle that need to be put together. And these puzzle pieces are only going to be found by us going out into the world.
Yep.
We are not going to be able to just find them by just scrolling on your phone. You may be able to find some.
Yes.
But I believe everything happens for a reason. Absolutely. And I went to that dinosaur event. I took my son to. I was probably never going to meet that lady. Not on social media, not in my house. Obviously, you know, if I don't leave the house, I'm not going to run into these people. So by way of us going out into the world and by us creating this podcast and getting it out to the world, we are now putting out like a smoke signal or a bat signal.
Absolutely.
Who's living this life.
Yep.
Whether they're thriving or whether they are struggling, you now have a centralized place where there are more people that's coming in. We're inviting people in. We're creating a safe space for people to come in. And even people who are on the outside who don't have kids on the spectrum, this is giving them a chance to be able to be educated on something that is going on right in front of their eyes.
Yeah.
And this is allowing them to be educated on helping people who may be related, closely related to them, or someone who may be a close friend. You know, you're allowing this village to grow. You're allowing this village to heal. And we're only going to be able to do that by helping each other out.
Yeah.
And this is not a space to be selfish, to be stingy in. This is a place for helping, healing, reaching back, reaching up, creating, you know, letting out that olive branch.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
That's real good. And I think, you know, if you're out there watching, we value your comments. You know, we value your feedback. So feel free. You know, you have a topic you want us to talk about. You want us to discuss something. You have questions about something. We want to be a resource. So don't feel as if you're going to be judged. Because you're not.
Yeah.
We've been saying this since day one. This is a safe space. It's therapy for us all. Don't matter what you look like. Don't matter what color you are. We see. We don't discriminate. But as Joshua, you know, started us off, it opened up a Pandora's box of emotions. Because we got plenty of topics to talk about. But I think certain things deserve the respect. And that comment has literally just, it just opened up a door and a window of countless conversation. You know what I'm saying? And that brings me to, I want to start something. And my wife, she picked a name.
Okay.
It's check-in. We can go around the room. We want check-in. How you doing, brother? Mentally,
Yeah, I'm here. I'm good. Life is life, and as they say, life is life.
Life is life.
But just from a mental standpoint, I have tough days. I have rough days.
Yeah.
But I always look at the positives, right? You know, I know I be in a group text clowning and acting up, you know, stuff like that. But that's a release for me.
Oh, of course.
Because if I'm sitting here, if I'm about to spaz out because I don't have a grasp on life today,
right,
or if I can't move in the way I need to move in order to get the house in order, meaning it could be Wyatt, Logan, Lowe, whatever the case may be,
right,
I get on the text message and I start joking.
Yeah.
It's outlet, you know? So from a standpoint of knowing you brothers and knowing that I'm not alone in building, trying to build a community, I'm trying to build something around my son to make sure he's going to be good for the rest of his life.
Right.
Man, that's a godsend. And I always thank God and pray for you brothers every night. And I appreciate you all.
Yeah.
Shake, I appreciate you. But mentally, my mentality is strong. And it's building by the day.
Yeah.
And for everybody who's out there, the lady that was, you know, out there with her, you know, son and crying, it gets better. It gets better.
Yeah.
Think positive. It doesn't happen overnight, but it gets better. And once you don't close yourself in, just like Shay's saying, you know, he went out there to the event and he met somebody. Well, maybe Shay was a light on her.
True.
Maybe he shined a light on her to let her know you're not alone.
Right.
We got you. We got you. Let's have a conversation. That's what we're doing now. And so mentally, I'm good.
Okay.
Not complaining about it because you complain doesn't change anything. You just got to make changes yourself to be better.
Absolutely. And I think it's, you know, we're going to get into a lot of stuff over season one, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is, it was something that was important to me.
Yeah.
You know, just like the whole prayer thing. It's natural, you know.
You shocked me, boy. I didn't know you could pray like that.
Pastor, hey, man, you know my mama was a preacher now.
Mama was a preacher.
You know I told you that.
I said, you know, sometimes I just can't tell you. But hey, you know.
I bring in the Holy Spirit every now and then. I know God knows I ain't perfect.
Absolutely. Nobody is, absolutely.
You know, but at the end of the day, I know my roots.
Hey, that's what's up.
I know where I came from.
That's all that matters.
Shay.
Yes, sir. Talk to me.
How you doing, bro?
In this present moment, I'm okay. I do have my tough days. I think to get through those, I look at my son and I see how happy he is and smiling and laughing and playing. And I try to feed off of his energy. But you know, kids are great readers of energy as well. So I try my best to be in better spirits, even on my hard days. And, you know, like Dove said, you know, there's a lot of times where I feel like things are falling apart faster than I can put them together.
Yeah.
So, you know, life can feel like holding sand in your hand.
Man.
There's more things that just keeps getting.
Man.
Keep piling on.
And through your fingers, sand just falling through.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Man.
That's tough.
Damn, that's tough.
That's tough.
Sheesh. Dog. You man, I know that feeling oh too well. You know. And like Doug said, we just gotta keep pressing on, man.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are our motivation. Our family is our motivation to keep going. And for that, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah.
No matter what I've been through, no matter what's transpired in my life, I'm 100% grateful for life because it's not promised to us.
No.
There's no day that's promised us, no matter how gloom and dark it may be. I'm happy, bro.
Yeah.
Every day we wake up is another day to make a difference.
It's another day to make a difference. And the thoughts and the prayers, we appreciate everybody who has reached out to us to solidify that we're doing the right thing. You know, the feedback is amazing. We appreciate you. And listen, man, this is episode 2. Thank God.
Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah.
But we got more to come. So I want y'all to stay tapped in. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more to come. Doug, Shake.
Yeah.
Love you, brothers.
Love you.
And we out.
It's the Village.
It's the Village, baby.